This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hi, dear friends. Just want to share with you a point on Masechta Nedarim Mem Zayin. Rami Bar Chama had a question. If you aser fruits on Pliny, are the chilufin aser? We know if something's aser to you, if you aser your friend's fruits on yourself, since you could aser your friend's fruit on yourself, then you could aser something that you're going to exchange it for. You could aser davar shalai bala ilam. Because I have shlita over something that's not mine, so I have shlita over something that didn't happen yet. But my friend, I can aser my friend's produce on my friend, so maybe I can aser my produce on my friend if that produce is exchanged for something else. What's interesting is later on in the Gemara tries to bring a raya from someone who's Mekadesh Ba'arla. If you marry a woman with Arla, okay, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China? We're talking about whether I could aser on you something that if you exchange it, whether that's mutter or aser for you. How is that relevant in any way for someone who's Mekadesh Ba'arla? The Ran even says that regarding yourself, there's no question that chilufin is aser. So if there's no question that chilufin is aser, then how can we bring a raya from Arla? Two points. Point number one is, Arla is not neder. How do we bring a raya from Arla? Arla has nothing to do with nedarim. Number two, the Ran said Rami Bar Chama's question is only regarding you. Regarding me, there's no shaila. Either because I'm a chavein for myself, or because it's an iser drabanan, and therefore the chilufin is aser. So if there was no shaila regarding the person themselves, then why is there, what's the proof regarding kedushin? I guess because kedushin is also regarding the other person, regarding the person you're makdish. Let's take a look one more time at the Ran. The Ran says on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, "Boy Rami Bar Abba, Koinam Peris Ha'ila Pliny Mal B'Chilufin." The Ran says explicitly, "Lav B'Koinam Is B'Chud Kami Baylei." We're not just asking a question about Koinam. Ela B'Kulhu Asur Yisurei Hana Da Amanami Misafkalei. We're misupik about all Yisurei Hana. V'Hainu D'Maisi L'Kaman Tashma Mehamakdish Ba'Arla. The shaila is not only by nedarim, the shaila would apply by arla as well. Now the Ran also adds, v'lav l'hachlifan l'chatchila mibayle, we don't have a shaila about, can you exchange it l'chatchila? Can you take an isra hana and exchange it? Devadei koshu asr b'hana asr l'maychor l'achlifa. If you're not allowed to get hana, you can't sell it or exchange it. So even for the other guy, who I created an isra neder to you, you're not allowed to sell it or exchange it. Then if you skip to the next line, Vaday Pshitale del Kharchila Asr. The question though is, let's say you did sell it or exchange it. Ella Bishaavar Vechlifan Mesafkale. The shaila is if you violated and you exchanged it. And if you go to the next line, here's a suffik, okay? Ella Mesafkale I Mitsuri Lemichlif Midrabanan Ba'alma. Is the Isser to take Isure Hana? I'm not to get Hana because of an Isser Neder or Isser Arla. So now is an Isser Drabanan to exchange it? Oilai. Or not? What's the Shaila? Vahachi Havi Iker Sveke. Mi Amrina, do we say, Dechitnan B'mas Nisen, when the Mishnah says, Aser B'chilufein U'v'gidulein, you can't exchange it or you can't take something that grows from it. Hayne Mishum Shag Kavanas Hanoider B'kach. Is it because the Kavana of the one who made the nether is that it should apply to Chilufin or Gidulin? And in that case, that would only be for me, it would not be for you. Because my kavan is not going to aser for you. V'imishim kavanasai hu davka noider oiser atzma. The noider asers himself bekach. Dinehi dechilufin kedavr shlo b'alayim. It's true that something that is it's exchanged for is like it didn't come into the world. Damu Legabi didei matziyasa, I could ask her something shalai bala olam for myself. Aval legabi chavira, but for my friend, loy matziyasa, I can't ask her. Or maybe dechi tnan b'masnisin afzor b'chilufen. When the Mishnah says it's afzor in the chilufen, lav basar daite yazlinan. It's not because my das is to aser. It's a din that chilufin is aser mejabana el dahachi hachihu. Here, this is the din. The chol isure hana chilufin asurin mejabanan. Lemichlef atzma, to the one who exchanges it. Therefore, it doesn't matter if it's me or my friend. There's a din derabanan that iser hana, whatever it's exchanged for, is aser. Now, just want to point out that according to this, when the Gemara brings a raya from Arla, what do we bring a raya from Arla for? There it's talking about the person themselves. And the person, so regarding Arla, okay, well, you know from the Ran, the Shiloh was by Nadarim and by all Isurei Hana. Fine. But there it's talking about the Noider himself. So if it's the Noider himself, then the fact that, then why in fact could he be Mekadesh with it? For the Noider himself, it's Asur B'Dieved, the Ran said. The only Shiloh is Agabe somebody else. So the Ran there explains that in the case of Kedushin, think about it. It's not that is I have Arla and I sold the Arla. So I got a potato for it. So that potato is the Chilufin. So that B'dieved I can't get enough from. But now I want to exchange a potato for the lady. So it's Chilufei Chilufin. Now if Isurei Drabanan, I'm now to be Nena B'dieved, then even Chilufei Chilufin should be Aser. But if it's just a matter of Kavana, then Chilufei Chilufin should not be Aser. That's the Shaila by Arla. Yeah? So that's the intro. So now I want to bring you to the Rambam. Because the Ran's, let me see if I have it up here. The Ran's, the way the Ran sets up the sugya is the way we're able to bring a raya from Baruch Hashem. The way we're able to bring a raya from Arla is because the Ran's saying the shaila is by all Isurei Hana. Could you see this? You see the Rambam? You see the Rambam on the screen? You see it? Yeah, okay. The Rambam is in Hilchos Nedarim Parakei. Ha'oisar peirosav al chaveiro, if you ask for fruits on your friend, bein beneder, bein b'shvua. So what's the bottom line? Rami Bar Chama had a shayla, and the Gemara has no, it's bai d'lai yifshitalei. It's a shayla that has no, we have no conclusion. Right? The Gemara didn't come to a conclusion. It tried to bring a raya from a Kadesh Ba'arla, but ultimately it pushed off the raya. So the Rambam paskins ha'oisar peros el achaver bein menader bein mishvua hare gidulein v'chilufein safek. It's a safek lefika chaver yosar v'gidulei peros elu v'chilufin safek lechumra. So he's asar, and if he was nana, he was nana. Meaning he's not lechachil, he's not again ana. But if he did, he did. The Rambam seems to paskin that it's a suffix, meaning the lemaisa, the halacha, since it's boy dila yevshita, so it's a suffix whether you're allowed to get hana. So lecharchila you shouldn't, and if you did, you did. What are you gonna do? The question is that the lecha mishnah brings a steer in the Rambam. And by Isurei Hana in general, the Rambam paskins, Chilufin Mutarim. You hear this? By Nedarim, the Rambam says, it's by Dula Yevshita, and it's a suffix. And by Isurei Hana, the Rambam paskins that it is Mutar. And therefore, the Lecha Mishnah, here, look in the Lecha Mishnah here. The kivan de loyev shita bayin have lechumra, and that's how the Torah paskins. Okay. He says, Divrei. Look, the Lechem Mishnah here, Ha'oyser Peirois of Al Chaveiro, Divrei Rabbeinu Matmi and Esli. Because according to the Ran and Tosis, when Rami Bar Chama had a Shaila, Koinem Peirois Al Ploini, Mal Bechilufin, it's not only by Nedarim. It's a shala by all Yisurei Hana. Te dalacha, daha pashit liboy mi makadesh ba'arla, uvekulu mi boyle dimidrabanan, I asrinan b'chol Yisurei Hana, hechlifan lamachlef atzmai. The Gemara took it as a davar pashit. Right, Ella the B'chol Yisrei Hana Kabay Te Dalcha Da Pasha Labay. It tried to bring an answer to the question. Mi Mekadesh Ba'Arla Uvekulu Mi Ba'Ilei. And all the questions, the Midrabanan Ni Asrinan B'chol Yisrei Hana Hichlifan Lamachlef Atzmai V'loi Mi Ba'Ilei Ella Lechatchila Achar Shehichlef. It's Pashut, you can't do a lechatchila. But if you did, what's the halacha? Avlam nena meyam nena. And this is muchach from the fact that it tried to bring a raya from Mekadesh Ba'arla, and the Gemara says, no, only lechatchila you're now to. So there's a contradiction in the Rambam, just to keep things as simple as possible, that the Rambam's conclusion by Nedarim is that it's a suffek whether you are allowed to get Hana. And by other Yisurei Hana, the Rambam says it's permitted. Hechlifan is mutter. Here the Rambam's conclusion is Hechlifan suffek. And by other Yisurei Hana, the Rambam concludes Hechlifan mutter. So the Lechem Mishnah concludes that the Rambam must be arguing on the Ran, that the Rambam must hold that the Shaila in our Gemara is only regarding Nedarim, but the Gemara never had a Shaila about other Yisurei Hana. The question, though, is that if that's the case, why was the Gemara bringing a Raya from Arla? If the Gemara never had a Shaila by Yisurei Hana, the Gemara only had a Shaila by Nedarim, then how could it bring a raya from Yisurei Hana that there it's mutter? Of course it's mutter. We never had a shaila to begin with. The Gra explains the sugya that in the beginning the Gemara thought that Rami Bar Chama's shaila was by all Yisurei Hana. And the answer is no, it's only by Nedarim. Other Yisurei Hana would be okay. The Karen Ora says that that's not Masha and the Gemara's answer, that the Gemara is making a differentiation between Nedarim and other Yisurei Hana. I just wanted just to bring to your attention, really, today, on this very short day, the opening line of the Ran, that the Ran says that Rami Bar Chama Shaila is by all Yisurei Hana, and the proof is the fact that the Gemara brings a Raya from Arla. And that seems to lock the sugya in, that it's a general question regarding all Yisurei Hana. And based on that, the Lechem Mishnah says the Rambam's inconsistent. Why does he conclude that by Nedarim it's a Safek, and by other Yisurei Hana it's Mutter? I just wanted to bring that one simple point to your attention. There's some very interesting upcoming sugyos. For example, this was Daf Mem Zayin. Mem Ches, I hope we could talk about the topic of Matana Amanas Lahachser for Esroig. And on Daf Mem Tes, I hope we could talk about the topic whether Shmini Atzeres is a Chag. So hopefully the next 2 weeks we could tie it into upcoming events. Okay, Rabbi Isai, Agaben Shiyar, Ksivach Sima Taiva. Okay, thanks everybody. Thank you for joining. Really appreciate it. Okay, kol tov. Hatzlacha. Good year.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.